With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Anne Rice is one of the most innovative novelists around. Her 1976 book, Interview with the Vampire, is a valuable addition to the genre. And now, Anne Rice is out with a sequel, The Vampire Lestat, in which the vampire awakens in New Orleans after a 55-year rest, becomes a rock star, and writes a best-selling autobiography. Anne Rice was born in New Orleans.
New Orleans is always there when I write. I mean, all I have to do is sit down at the, you know, at the keyboard, the computer keyboard, and I'm suddenly surrounded by those crumbling mansions and those gardens and those flowers bursting through wrought iron fences.
Rice now lives in San Francisco. Interview with the Vampire was her first novel.
It started absolutely as a whim. I was sitting there at the typewriter. I thought, what would it be like if you could interview a vampire? What would it be like if he really told you the truth about his existence?
Anne Rice sees herself as one who writes about outcasts, vampires certainly, but also the main characters in her second novel, The Feast of All Saints, about people of mixed races in the 19th century.
They were mulattoes and octoroons and quadroons that lived in Louisiana before the Civil War. They were a class that had evolved out of the illicit relationships between white planters and beautiful quadroon mistresses.
And Rice's book, Cry to Heaven, dealt with Italy's castrati opera singers of the 18th century.
They were boys who were castrated when they were 6 or 7 in order to preserve beautiful soprano voices, which the Italians, for all their worship of the macho male, actually very much loved.
Anne Rice has returned to her vampires for her highly original latest novel, The Vampire Lestat, giving her fanged hero not only a thirst for blood, but with the human-like ability to ask questions about his creation. It was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Anne Rice says she started writing about vampires as a whim, but also because the creatures in the vampire book she had read were little more than two-dimensional.
What evolved, I think, was the vampire story that I had always wanted to read and had never been able to find. I mean, no movie, no book, no short story about vampires had ever satisfied me because they focused on the victim.
So, in 1976, Anne Rice's novel, Interview with a Vampire, appeared.
One reason he interested me, when I don't think any of the other monsters of the supernatural world did, was because he does look and talk and walk and act like a human being. He's the monster with a human face.
Knopf has published a sequel to Interview with a Vampire. It's called The Vampire Lestat, and in it, the vampire, now a rock superstar, contemplates the centuries of his existence.
The vampires in these books have questions like, where do we come from? Why are we here? Why are we vampires? And in Interview with a Vampire, there's no answer. I wanted to go further with Lestat. I wanted Lestat to turn up some real juicy facts and truths about where the vampires came from, not the ultimate answer.
I don't like the way you said juicy.
You wouldn't think the siphoning of all that blood would be particularly erotic, but
the taking of the victim's blood would have to be this tremendously sensuous thing. It would be a great embrace. There would be rapture. For the vampire, there would be this incredible experience of taking.
Anne Rice, who lives in San Francisco, says she gets phone calls from all over from her readers.
No, they don't come for, like, they don't come at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they don't come from vampires either.
Aww.
10 years, and not a single vampire has called.
That's too bad.
10 years, but I keep hoping.
Anne Rice, she wrote The Vampire Lestat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.